Here's the story of a lovely lady who was bringing up three very lovely girls. All of them had hair of gold, like their mother, the youngest one in curls. It's the story of a man named Brady who was busy with three boys of his own. They were four men living all together, yet they were all alone. Till the one day when the lady met this fellow, and they knew that it was much more than a hunch, that this group must somehow form a family. That's the way we all became the Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch. That's the way we became the Brady Bunch.
$2 you owe me.
Sure, I'll pay it back next week.
But you said you'd pay me back this week.
That's because Mar Snellen promised to pay me back last week. You get it. Don't you trust me?
No.
Bobby, we're brothers. Blood relatives.
It's not my fault we're relatives.
Hi.
I heard you mention the word relative. Were you talking about me?
Why in the world would we be talking about you?
Well, if you weren't talking about me, why'd you stop talking when I came over?
Because if we wanted you to know what we were talking about, we wouldn't have stopped talking about it, right?
Right.
Sounds great, Maxine. Sure, count me in. I'll be there. That's wild. I should never expect that. No. Hold on a second. Something you wanted?
No.
Do you mind? This is a private conversation.
About me, maybe?
No, Cindy, it's not about you.
Well, then why can't I listen?
I told you, it's personal.
Yeah, but am I the person that it's personal about?
Cindy, out!
By any chance, are you writing about me in your diary?
No, Cindy.
Well, then why'd you slam it shut like that?
Because a diary happens to be personal.
Well, if you weren't writing about me, can I look?
No.
Someday when I get a diary, I'll let you look.
Thanks, Cindy.
As long as I'm letting you look, how about letting me look?
Cindy.
Do you know something about me that I don't know?
Well, not that I know of.
Something funny's going on in this house, and I'm going to find out just what it is. You want to help me do some detective work?
Me, a detective?
Shh,
that's so loud. Do I get to wear a badge?
No, not in this case. We're private eyes.
Wow, I ought to be a good private eye. I got four of them.
How about this one? It's my favorite.
Well, I'm not so sure it's right for today. No, I better choose this one.
What's so special about today?
Meeting with a client.
What is he, a tie freak?
Not a he, it's a she.
Oh, what kind of a she is she?
Well, I tell you, visualize the face of Liz Taylor.
Yeah.
The body of Raquel Welch. And the bank account of Queen Elizabeth.
Poor thing, too bad she's a loser.
I take a little note of jealousy there.
No. I was planning to spend the day at your office anyway.
Come on, hold it. Nah, listen, I was just kidding. Rich she is, but any resemblance to Liz Taylor and Raquel Welch is totally non-existent.
Oh, that's better.
Come in.
Mom, Dad, is there something going on around here that I should know about?
Like what?
Well, that's the part she doesn't know about.
Well, there's nothing I know about that I think you should know about. Is there anything you know about that she should know about?
Nothing I know about.
Sure.
Oh, listen, there is something I know about that you should know about.
Yes!
It's school time and you're late. Split.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Boy, we sure didn't learn anything.
Sure didn't. I've got an idea.
What?
All the other kids left for school. Now you stand guard and I'll see if Marcia wrote about me in her diary.
Okay. What do I do if somebody comes by?
Just whistle.
Okay.
Oliver.
I'm trying to whistle.
Oh, it's easy. Just pucker up a little bit more. Try it this way.
Gee, that's terrific. Thanks, Alice.
Oh, hi, Alice.
Hi. If you want to learn how to whistle, just check with me after school, okay?
Thanks, but I don't need to learn anymore.
She didn't even mention me in her diary. It's just some dumb poem she wrote.
Well, I found out something.
What?
I don't know how to whistle.
You are aware of the importance of my business to your firm, Mr. Brady.
Oh, I am, Miss Fletcher, yes.
And you're aware that I always do business with the president of your firm, Mr. Matthews himself.
Yes, yes.
I only agreed to deal with you because Mr. Matthews recommended you so highly.
Well, I appreciate your confidence.
And because he was going to be out of town.
Miss Fletcher, I'm sure these plans for the Penelope Fletcher Cultural Center are going to be exactly what you want.
I regret to tell you that they're exactly what I don't want.
Well, I drew the plans according to your specifications.
I don't care about specifications.
Well, I could show you my notes.
Well, I'm not interested in notes. All I'm interested in is a design that will make the Penelope Fletcher Cultural Center a monument to its benefactor.
Well, Miss Fletcher...
I will be leaving town Thursday night, Mr. Brady. You have until then to create a design that will be suitable. Otherwise, I shall take my business elsewhere. Good day.
Not only is this bookmark in the wrong place, but I always put my diary back under my phone book.
You really think someone's been snooping?
Positive. And I think the guilty person sleeps right in this room.
Hey, I sleep in this room.
Jan, you don't need to peek in my diary. I'm always reading it to you anyway.
Yeah, that's true. But you can't just come out and accuse Cindy of snooping. Not without proof.
I'll give proof. I'll use a little bait and I'll trap her.
Okay, see you later, Oliver.
Get the cheese ready. Here comes the mouse.
Oh! So,
wow.
I'll read the rest of it to you later.
Yeah.
See you, Cindy. We're going to go to the library. Passing through.
Gotta use the bathroom.
You got a door on your side.
It's stuck.
Now I know why hermits want to be hermits.
What did I tell you?
Let's get her in the act.
No! I'd rather teach her a good lesson for snooping.
How?
Well, by writing something special in my diary. Something that'll drive Cindy bananas. Passing through.
What is this, a freeway? Oh, well, we just couldn't stand being away from you two beautiful people.
Aggravating woman in my entire life.
Well, forget what I was going to ask you.
What?
How'd it go at the office?
I would like to call up Penelope Fletcher and tell her to...
Mike, what'll happen if you blow the account?
I said I'd like to. Didn't say I was going to.
Honey, why don't you try reverse psychology? Mark Twain once said, make friends with your enemies. It'll drive them crazy.
Mark Twain never met Penelope Fletcher.
Mike.
Okay, but she just gained a friend and you just lost a husband.
How come?
Because I'm going to have to work night and day to come up with an acceptable plan by Thursday.
Something fantastic might be happening for Cindy. I don't dare tell her because I don't want her to get her hopes up too high. But I told all the other kids and Alice, and I swore them to secrecy. More later.
Something fantastic's gonna happen to me.
What?
I don't know.
How are we gonna find out?
Well, Alice and the other kids know, so we'll cross-examine them.
Well, won't that get suspicious?
Not if they don't know we're cross-examining them.
What's this, a secret conference?
Oh, hi, Alice. Got some shirts there?
Yeah, got some shirts, got some socks.
Any secrets?
Secrets? What kind of secrets?
Oh, a certain secret having to do with a certain someone who something fantastic was going to happen to.
Well, as a matter of fact, something fantastic is going to happen.
What?
One of my goldfish is an expectant mother.
Now, what's so fantastic about that?
The mother-to-be is named Herman.
Got any other brilliant ideas?
Yeah, come on.
Now, wait a second. What are you doing?
You'll see.
Knock, knock, Greg. Got some shirts for you. Some socks.
Thanks, Alice.
We can hear everything that goes on in Greg's room through this air vent.
But is it right to listen in?
Sure, if they're talking about me.
From the look on your face, I'd say you had a problem.
I do. What would you do if you had two dates for the same night?
I'd faint.
Seriously, I'm in a real bind.
Yeah, I can see that you are.
The problem is, I don't want either girl to get hurt.
Well, why don't you tell them both the truth?
The truth? Well, why tell a girl the truth?
Another blind alley.
Not a word about me. Boy, detectives on television never have it this hard.
Maybe we can get something out of Peter and Bobby.
Here's a down payment on the $2 I owe you. Now stop bugging me.
Only a quarter?
I'll give you an IOU for the rest.
Whoever said it was right. Never lend money to a relative.
Nothing. What do we do now?
We'll wait till tomorrow and see if Marcia writes anything else about me in her diary.
Okay.
Hi.
Hi. Boy, have I got an idea. This is gonna drive Cindy absolutely ape.
That's the next step. She's bananas already.
What's the idea? Well, you know how she loves watching those old Shirley Temple movies on TV?
Do I ever. She thinks Shirley Temple's the greatest.
Right. Well, wait till Cindy reads this. I talked to that talent scout again. The studio people love the photo of Cindy I've submitted. Wouldn't it be fabulous if they picked Cindy to be the new Shirley Temple they're looking for in that movie?
The new Shirley Temple? Cindy Brady, the new Shirley Temple.
But if you think she's hooked now, wait till she reads the next entry.
Now, we don't want to get caught. You keep your eyes and your ears open.
I'll keep everything open.
Cindy's chances of starring in that movie are great. One of these days, the talent scout is going to come over to the house to observe Cindy anonymously. I sure hope Cindy can sing and dance like Shirley Temple.
Oliver! The talent scout's coming over here to see me anonymously.
Wow, that's super!
Well, I have to buy a Shirley Temple record album.
What for?
I've got to start being Shirley Temple right away.
You need the money right now?
Uh-huh. I would ask Mom or Dad, but they're not home. And this is a real emergency.
Well, I think we can float a small loan.
And you don't have to be worried about being paid back. Cindy's gonna be rich and famous.
Oh, how's that gonna happen?
Alice, you don't have to pretend anymore.
Pretend what?
What you're pretending.
What am I pretending?
The same thing all the other kids are pretending.
What are they pretending?
Same thing you're pretending.
Oh, well, I'm certainly glad we got that cleared up. How much of a loan do you need?
Well, how much does the children's record album cost?
The children's record album?
Mm-hmm. Starring you know who.
Is that the name of a new group?
Well, there she goes, pretending again.
Pretending what?
What you were pretending.
I'm not pretending. Just bring me the change, would you?
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Marcia?
Yeah?
Marcia, Lake Bulletin. Cindy read your diary again.
How'd you find that out?
Indirectly from Alice. She wanted to borrow some money to buy a record album starring you-know-who.
Shirley Temple.
Hey, Marcia, you're supposed to return a book when you borrow it.
Sorry, Greg, it's on the desk.
You can imagine her learning those songs.
What's so funny?
Should we tell him?
It's too good to keep.
Tell me what?
It's about Cindy.
What about her?
She thinks she's gonna be...
She thinks she's gonna be what? What? Come on.
She thinks she's gonna...
Come on, what is it?
She thinks she's gonna be the new Shirley Temple.
Shirley Temple?
Hi.
Hi, honey. Uh-oh. You've got that Penelope Fletcher look again. What happened?
Well, she moved up the deadline on the plans. I don't even have till Thursday to complete them.
When do you have to have them finished?
Tonight. She's dropping by to pick them up on the way to the airport. She traded in her broom for a plane.
Go!
Almost. Hey, what's in the back?
A record album.
What kind?
The round kind.
With a hole in the middle.
Very funny. Let's see it.
What's the big secret?
You know what the secret is.
Yeah, and you guys better treat Cindy nice. She's going to be rich and famous, and I'm going to help her.
What are you two going to do? Rip off a bank?
Yeah, Bonnie and Clyde. Very funny.
Yeah.
Look closely. See resemblance?
Well, you're both girls.
Yeah, but I bet if I curled my hair the same way, I bet we'd look a lot more alike. I gotta learn these songs.
Hi, kids. Well, dinner's gonna be a little late tonight. Your father's got a very important client coming over.
An important client?
Yeah, I guess he's somebody pretty special, so be on your best behavior, will you?
You hear that, Oliver?
Yeah!
You know what it means?
No!
It means that client she's talking about is really the talent scout that's coming over to see me anonymously.
It's a good thing we bought that record.
Yeah, now I gotta really hurry to learn these songs. Just think, Oliver, tonight a star is born.
Wow!
Hey, Cindy, would you like to go to the library with us before dinner?
Not me. I'm not giving up my whole career just for a walk to the library.
What's that supposed to mean?
You don't have to pretend anymore. I know all about the talent scout that's coming over here tonight to see me.
What?
Tonight?
I gotta confess. I peeked in your diary and I know everything. That client Dad's talking about is really the anonymous talent scout.
You're wrong, Cindy.
I told you don't have to pretend anymore.
Well, look, now I've got a confession to make. I made up all those things in my diary just to teach you a lesson for snooping.
Sure you did.
It's the truth, Cindy. That woman that's coming over here tonight is really a client of Dad's.
You're just saying that so I won't get my hopes up too high.
Honest, Cindy, we're not. That whole business about Shirley Temple is a put-on.
A put-on, eh?
Right. Just to teach you a lesson. Do you understand?
Yeah, I understand.
Good. Now don't do anything.
I won't.
Put on, huh?
Get ready, Shirley.
Mike, now promise me you won't get upset when Miss Fletcher comes over for the plans, okay?
Oh, I promise. If she's sour, I'll ignore it. If she's disagreeable, I'll smile. If she's insulting, I'll laugh.
Good.
And then I'll throw her out of the house.
Oh.
I'm Penelope Fletcher. Oh, good evening. Come in. Mr. and Mrs. Brady, we weren't expecting you quite so soon. I'll tell them you're here.
Thank you.
Is there anything I can get for you in the meanwhile?
Yes, Mr. Brady. I'm in a hurry.
Yes, ma'am.
Six. Dear.
Good evening.
And who might you be?
I'm Cindy Brady. I'm the one you came to see.
You're the one I came to see.
Yeah, you don't have to pretend anymore. I know all about you. You're anonymous.
Indeed.
On the good ship, lollipop, it's nice. Trip to the candy shop where bonbons play. On the sunny beach at Peppermint Bay, boom, boom, boom. Lemonade stands everywhere. Cracker Jack bands fill the air. And there you are. Happy landings on a chocolate bar. Everywhere Cracker Jack bands fill the air, and there you are. Happy landings on a chocolate bar.
See the chocolate ball do a tootsie roll with that big bad devil's food cake. You eat too much. Ooh, ooh. You're awake with a tummy ache. A good chip, lollipop. It's a night trip. Into bed you hop and dream away.
On the good ship, lollipop.
Miss Fletcher, I don't think you met my wife, Carol.
How do you do?
Carol, Penelope Fletcher.
Hello, Miss Fletcher.
Cindy, what are you doing in that getup?
This is my big chance, so I got all dressed up.
What for?
Oh, this child seems to be under the impression that I'm a talent scout looking for a new Shirley Temple.
A talent scout?
Shirley Temple?
Oh, the cherished memories she just brought back. Shirley Temple, that adorable little golden-haired type. How I adored her. What a marvelous time of life I've just relived. Oh, I'm sorry to get so carried away. I have a plane to catch. Goodbye. Goodbye, dear little curly top. Thank you. Thank you for a wonderful evening.
Yeah, Miss Fletcher, the plans.
Oh, yes.
I think it's exactly what you want.
Oh, it doesn't matter anyway. On the good ship, lollipop, it's a sweet trip to the candy shop where baubles play on the beach.
Young lady, there better be a good explanation for this.
That's what I was just thinking.
You know, just because this had a happy ending doesn't make it right to snoop. Now, is that clear, Cindy?
Yeah, I learned my lesson. I'm not gonna snoop anymore.
We're finished with tricks like that, too.
We sure are.
Okay, let's keep it that way. I hope you learned your lesson, too.
What's that?
Well, next time you have to deal with Penelope Fletcher, just do your Shirley Temple imitation. On the good ship, lollipop.
Here's a present for you.
A present? Wow. Cindy, I appreciate this, but I've already got a diary.
Not one with a lock on it.
What do I need a lock for? You said you weren't going to snoop anymore.
Yeah, but it's a girl's privilege to change her mind, and I'm afraid I might.